Here we are. It's the end of the night. A couple of beers later for you, and one beer and a Coke for me, because I'm driving and that's taken me the whole night to get through that, so I'm well safe. Thank you very much for dinner, man. That was a really, really nice Thai meal that we had. Fascinating conversation. A couple of pointers that you brought up that I found was interesting, and I'm speaking to Vetrus in case anybody was wondering. Spelt
V-E-T-R-U-S.
Yeah, I'm having to think about it now after the beer.
E. V-E-T-E-R-U-S.
You were talking about a couple of news topics today, and one of them was the teachers policing our kids, well, your kids, because I haven't got any yet, lunchboxes.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed I couldn't tweet about it today because of Claudus Interruptus, as usual, with no signal where I was. But the story in the news today about taking chocolate bars out of kids' packed lunches in order to climb on the obesity strategy bandwagon really got my back up. Because one of the things that's really important to me and my family is the amount of additives that are in school meals and the effect that that has on the performance of children, many of whom have undetected conditions like ADHD that only posh middle-class parents like myself can discover by spending money on occupational therapists and various other experts that we know through our social circle. My daughter actually suffers from ADHD, and we have to be very careful about what she eats, and the school meals that are provided where she goes are completely unsatisfactory. So we end up having to provide packed lunches, and actually, you know, what we put in there is going to be just as balanced as anybody else is going to put in there. We make sure that there's a sensible mixture of things in there, and if the kids need a chocolate bar, then that's fine, as long as they're getting plenty of exercise. So I think the important point is that the schools need to think more about putting their own house in order and making sure that they understand the diet that they are feeding the children, and stop trying to blame the parents for children having a bit of a sugar high in the afternoon. It's probably because they've had a school meal.
Very good point. I think we should fight back by putting random items in our kids' lunchboxes, like candles and
catapults.
Catapults! My kid is definitely
stink
taking
bombs.
One. We should. That's a healthy childhood, that is.
Yeah,
stink bombs, catapults, yeah. Good quality aircraft that you can fly across the classroom, pea shooters.
Yeah. And I think the other thing with the amount of sport that's come out of the school curriculum as well, where schools have gone down to 1 hour of sport a week, then you know, that's far more a contributor to the national obesity problem than having a chocolate bar in your packed lunch. Because as an engineer, you know, one of the things that I know is input minus output equals accumulation. So if you input a certain amount and then you burn it out the other end by running around the playground and having a bit of sport, you can eat as many chocolate bars as you like. Yes, there'll be a little bit of cholesterol hardening your arteries over the course of 40 years of eating pies.
But it's worth it.
Exactly. You know, fat makes you happy. There's a recession on. You've got to live the dream in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've just completely missed the point here. They need to get more sport in school. They need to educate children about their diet. And most importantly, they need to take the additives out of food.
Nice one. Cool. I'm going to stop recording now because that was a nice chunk of knowledge and a good bit of comment on today's news. We should do that every day. Now you've got this app, you will be doing this every day.
And the car's steaming up now as well, so the hotel staff will think there's some sort of gay tryst going on in the car
right.
park.
On that note, I probably should call this gay tryst. No, only because I can't spell tryst.